Corporation House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema calls for people-centered leadership, Zaka demands update on Kafue River fishing ban, and in international news, U.S. negotiators to return to Pakistan for talks as Trump repeats threats to Iran's infrastructure.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has stressed that politics must be rooted in service to the people. The president has urged those in public office to prioritize the needs of citizens above personal interests in order to improve the quality of life for all. The head of state says his commitment to fulfilling campaign promises, including last week's reopening of Mulungushi Textiles, reflects the UPND's administration's dedication to delivering development across the country. President Hichilema has added that in the coming months, he will continue engaging citizens from all walks of life, as he has done over the past 4 years, to foster a shared vision for inclusive development. The head of state said Zambians will have a clear choice in the August general election to continue on the current development path and consolidate progress or to reverse gains made so far. The president has also expressed gratitude to citizens for their patience and resilience, noting that the results of reforms and initiatives undertaken over the past 4.5 years are now becoming evident. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. The Zambia Consumer Association has called on government to provide an update on progress made towards lifting the fishing ban on the Kafue River nearly a year after the restriction was imposed. In 2025, authorities suspended fishing activities along parts of the river in Central and Copperbelt provinces following findings of heavy metal contamination. In an interview, Zaka Executive Director Juba Sakala has expressed concern over what he described as government silence on the matter. Mr. Sakala said the absence of an official update has created uncertainty among communities that depend on the river for their livelihoods.
Before we lift the ban, I think if we could have published a report to members of the public that the water in Kafue or the fish in Kafue is safe, would have been better. But if there's any report around, it's better being, you know, published and given to stakeholders so that everyone has a sound mind or is properly informed for him to make a decision of buying fish from Kafue. And even those people who, you know, live around Kafue or who their lives depend on Kafue River due to them, you know, doing business there. Well,
Citizen First President Harry Kalava says opposition members of parliament are betraying the electorates by crossing over to the ruling party without seeking fresh mandates from the people. Mr. Kalava said parliament's constitutional mandate is now in serious question. He has noted that his concerns are anchored in the Constitution of Zambia, particularly Article 72, which outlines the circumstances under which a member of parliament must vacate office. The opposition leader has cited Article 72, subsection 2D, which states that the office of a member of parliament becomes vacant if the member resigns from the political party which sponsored the member for election to the National Assembly. Mr. Kalava said the continued presence of defecting MPs in parliament undermines constitutional integrity.
We now have a parliament whose authority is compromised, yet this house wants to pass 21 bills, including the Electoral Process Bill 2026. This parliament lacks the moral authority to make laws for you. The ruling party had 85 MPs in 2021. Today, with the defectors, they control 132. That is not your mandate. President Chilema, you swore to defend the Constitution. Use Article 92. Dissolve Parliament now. Return power to the people. Democracy must be aimed. The people are sovereign.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association has expressed concern that the sector is yet to recover from reduced soybean production in the country, which has driven up production costs. Speaking to Hot FM News, SEDORA Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chibumba said the association expects this season's output to exceed 500,000 metric tons of soybeans, up from the previously recorded 200,000 tons. Dr. Chibumba said the anticipated increase will be crucial in sustaining regional exports and improving the sector's competitiveness. He has added that higher production will also help meet local demand and contribute to the country's economic growth.
You know, we went from 760,000 tons of soybeans produced to less than 200,000 tons because of the drought. And we haven't fully recovered, but we're hoping we're going to get a crop of somewhere around 500,000. 500,000 would be very good for us because it would ensure that we've got a lot of soy cake for the regional market, and also a good amount of domestically produced edible oil.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia's engagements at the 2026 IMF World Bank Spring meetings in Washington, D.C. continue to reflect a delegation focused on translating reform credibility into stronger partnerships, better public expenditure choices, high productivity, and broader opportunity for citizens. On the margins of the meetings, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwane held a bilateral meeting with United Nations Development Programme Administrator Alexander De Croo and his delegation. The discussions reviewed ongoing cooperation between Zambia and UNDP, including the Green Finance Transition Facility, efforts to expand access to financing, and the Timbuktu Initiative within the broader context of Zambia's green growth and innovation agenda. During the meeting, the minister underscored the importance of aligning support under these initiatives with Zambia's development priorities, including the operationalization of the Lobito Corridor as a platform not only for infrastructure development, but also for industrial activity, value addition, and expanded opportunity along the mining and agricultural value chains. In another development at the World Bank Knowledge Cafe, held under the theme, "What Do Agricultural Subsidies Really Achieve?", Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukosa, shared Zambia's experience in reforming agricultural support from a direct input model to a more efficient, transparent, and farmer-responsive electronic voucher system. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
U.S. President Donald Trump says his representatives will return to Pakistan for negotiations. Iran is yet to confirm they are attending. Trump has also threatened to strike Iranian power plants and bridges if a deal is not reached. The U.S. wrote that shots fired at vessels in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday are a violation of the ceasefire agreement. The BBC has more.
Traffic in the Strait of Hormuz has ground to a halt as Iran and the United States enforce their respective blockades of shipping. Neither side appears prepared to back down from their hardline negotiating stances, with President Trump insisting the US will only allow vessels into and out of Iran when a deal is reached, while Iranian officials continue to accuse Washington of failing to honor agreements. Israel says a soldier has died in an explosion in southern Lebanon in an incident the IDF is blaming on the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia. Nine others were wounded in the blast, one seriously. Israeli media say the victim had been guarding an engineering vehicle which drove over an